I'm Marco Werman with The World. If you felt a connection to those crazy cyclists we heard about a minute ago, maybe you can also relate to those dudes here in New England who go surfing in this Arctic winter weather. Not me, but in the summer, yes, waiting for waves on a beautiful Cape Cod morning with a sunrise on your back can feel like a religious experience. In Brazil, for one man, surfing was a religious experience. Guido Schaefer was a priest in training when he died surfing in 2009. Schaefer would pray on the beach with his friends before he'd go out riding the waves, and now the Catholic Church is considering him for sainthood. Eduardo Martins was a friend of Schaefer's. He was with him on the morning Schaefer died in the waters off of Rio de Janeiro.
That was the day prior to my wedding. It was May 1st, 2009. That was supposed to be my bachelor's party. I invited Mauricio, Guido's brother, and also Guido and another friend to go surfing. This was the way that I really wanted to say goodbye, you know, to singles life. Mm-hmm. And it was a perfect sunny day in Rio de Janeiro. May 1st is our Labor Day there, so it was a holiday. So Guido was out of the seminary. And we went to the beach. Waves were head high, nothing that Guido wasn't used to. And as we used to do before going to the water, we prayed together. And I caught a wave, you know, ahead of all the other guys. And when I was returning back to the outside, I saw Guido and he was drowning. So I took him outside of the water. We did the CPR, you know, for 15 minutes with the help of the lifeguards there. And it was very shocking to me because, you know, such a good friend of mine, it was hard to take that. But there were so many signals from God that I could then accept that Guido did his work on earth. And then he was then close to God, interceding for his friends and for all what Jesus wants to do here.
Yeah, it was a terrible ending for really a young man. What kind of man was Guido? Why did he like surfing?
He grew up in front of the beach at Copacabana Beach. So he used to say to, you know, his mother when he was 6, 7 years old that he would like to be a lifeguard when he grew up. And surfing is very common in Rio de Janeiro. So he became a fan of surfing at a really young age. And, you know, he discerned that he had a vocation with the church at age 25, 26. But because of his upbringing, religion was always, you know, very strong. So he was a person that it was easy to get along with, a very charismatic person with a strong leadership. So he founded prayer groups in Brazil. After a prayer group, if we wanted to go out for a pizza, you know, he would be there, happy, just hanging out with the friends. So people love to be, you know, by Guido's side.
Mm. Whether you're religious or not, there is a massive connection, as I know, with the motions of the planet and hence the universe when you're out there on the water, feeling that rhythm of the waves. Did he connect with that side of the sport?
Oh, very much, very much. Guido used to say that Jesus was really the first surfer because he was the first to walk on the water. yeah. I mean, surfing for him was a totally heavenly experience because, you know, in the water, he could feel God. He could talk to God. And in fact, I learned with him to pray before going surfing. And it was so natural. It was so, you know, the thing to do because you look at that beautiful sea in front of you and it's just, you cannot help saying thanks to God. So Guido really had that. And he liked surfing because of that, because he could feel God there. And he says that, you know, surfing a tube, riding a tube was, you know, the perfect experience because it was like being embraced by God in the water.
So should he be a saint? I mean, he loves surfing. He felt the connection. Is he a saint? Is he worthy of sainthood?
The church is going to say that, Marco. For me, Guido is a saint because the meaning of sainthood is like being separated by God. And Guido really lived what he preached. You know, as I told you, he was a role model to me. Guido was someone very connected to the poor people because he was also a doctor. And I look at him and I see him as a star, you know, someone I can relate to and say, okay, if I want to be a true Christian, if I really want to follow Jesus, that's the person I should refer to. for me, he's a saint in that sense, because he really did what God asked him to do. But being a saint, I mean, for all the world, the church is going to decide that.
Right. And the church requires proof of miracles for sainthood. So what would you point to as Guido's miracles?
Well, I really don't know any of his miracles, to tell the truth, Marco. I know about graces. And in fact, people after Guido died, you know, started going to the cemetery every 22nd of each month, because that was, you know, the day he was born. They would pray over his tomb and ask for graces, and people really got them answered. I don't know, you know, about anything specifically, but I know that, you know, he's close to Jesus, so people have like an intercessor there to help them with their needs. So, I mean, just being straight to the point, I don't know of any miracles, and I'm glad that there is this process going on, because the church is really going to investigate and decide if Guido really intercede for miracles.
Well, maybe the Pope should catch a wave, because being in the tube, that is a miracle.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Well, Eduardo Martins, thanks very much for telling us about Guido Schaefer and this this campaign to make him a saint. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Marco.
Guido Schaefer was just 34 years old when he died. He's known in Rio as the Surfer Angel. Leaving you with a little music from Brazil's Seu Jorge now. Serendar is the name of this song from a couple of years ago. And that is Our World Today. From the World's Nan and Bill Harris Studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman, back with you tomorrow.
Ciranda, 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 na praia olhando pro mar. Ciranda, 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 a praia olhando pro mar. Pescador, pega a rede e vai pescar. Jangadeiro se apronta pra velejar.